You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football of some form. The music will tell us where we're going. David, feel free anytime you're ready.
So let's get to it. Plenty of deals already done today. So let's get to the Saints deal. They traded Marshawn Lattimore. Want your complete thoughts. The Commanders get him for a third, a fourth, and a sixth round selection. He is going to be there for a couple years, so it's not just this year. So your thoughts?
You're in your Super Bowl window. You know Jaden Daniels is real. You know you got 2 to 3 years before you got to pay this cat. Yeah, you need a lead corner. I don't have a problem with it. If they like him, if Dan Quinn believes he fits their scheme, obviously a defensive head coach weighs heavy on that move. I like it. Yeah. You know, you got to spend the money somewhere, right? So I'm fine with it. I think it's a nice move, and I hate every NFC East team because all they do is beat my team.
Yeah, as far as the Commanders go, it's what we talk about with the Lions. You don't mind spending if you're going to get a piece of the puzzle that's going to be there for a long term. So, yeah. It was a good move. I was a little shocked, but, you know, the fact that, yeah, I guess the Commanders realize we're a lot further along than we really thought we were
Why?
Going to be.
Because they got the quarterback, which brings me to the point. David, a question. If you called your Uncle Gilbert, how much for a prayer, like a real one?
It's not happening.
Well, I mean, Dionne Warwick sold prayers. Why can't you?
We are not Dionne Warwick.
I need you to pray the Giants lose to the Panthers Sunday so we can get a quarterback. And I, too, can participate in this sport everyone loves known as football. How much for you to pray for the Carolina Panthers? Can you do that for me? What's the AV room at the church need?
Wish I could, man.
Greater Life NIL package.
Right. No. Consider it name, image, and likeness. Does your uncle need new bow ties?
No. NIP package. Name, image, and prayer.
I will have a suit made for Uncle Gilbert if you pray for I need you to pray for the Giants' demise.
Michael, you only have to buy this bow tie.
Right.
But it's going to cost you $50,000.
All right, we can move on. But David, think about a number. Think about a financial number for Greater Life. I need legitimate prayer, not those con artist beads and holy water that's not holy water that used to get sent out to poor old people who paid for prayers. I mean a real one.
Okay. Let's talk about the Steelers for a second. They made a couple moves here. They have traded for a fifth-round pick for Mike Williams to the New York Jets. They just traded a seventh-round selection to the Green Bay Packers for Preston Smith. They are 6-2 coming out of the bye week. Are they a legit threat now with these two additions?
No.
I didn't think so.
But, I don't know, you wanted to ensure you made the playoffs. You shored up. You gave yourself another body on offense. Mm-hmm. And Preston Smith, if he's got anything left in the tank, you need him. I mean, let's face it, you're not as deep up front as you think you are. And Highsmith's always hurt. The kid who backed him up got hurt. And TJ Watt's only one human. So, I'm good with the moves. And, David, you know what it is in Pittsburgh. You want to keep that playoff streak. You want to keep rolling. You're 6-2. What did you really give up?
Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. And, I mean, really, you're competing with the Ravens. So, yeah, I like the moves for your Steelers. You're not happy about it, but I think you guys did pretty good today.
I'm about winning Super Bowls, and this doesn't get you to that, but it's what they had, what they could do at the deadline. It's so amazing. It is what it is.
You know, I'm sitting here, and my team is one step from drowning in a bathtub, and I got to listen to a guy who's 6-2 Bruh, upset.
My team is all in the hospital. So, yeah.
That's all. I just won a Super Bowl.
I'm about to dress up as a clown to go visit everybody.
Can you all explain to me? Oh, wow. Explain to me what Dallas is doing here.
I can't.
So on one end, they place Dak Prescott on the IR. Then on the other side, they give up a fourth round selection to the Panthers for Jonathan Mingo, who, according to these stats here, are among 72 wide receivers with at least 50 receptions. Since the start of the season, he's last in receiving yards, second to last in yards per route, and last in catch rate. Mind you, the Chiefs got Hopkins for a fifth round selection.
Yeah, look, it's a ridiculous comp. It's a ridiculous payment for a player who has failed since day one as a second round pick in Carolina. I know the quarterback play has been questionable, but he's made no impact. I mean, Xavier Leggett is above him. Adam Thielen is above him. Deontay Johnson was brought in above him. Someone needs to do a wellness check on Jerry. Yeah, I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, no Dak for a couple of weeks. If anything, I actually thought that they would try to maybe, you know what, let's just power this down. We have a built-in excuse. We're already hitting the losing streak, and Dak's going to be gone. Let's just try and focus on next year since we're already paying these guys anyway. But to double down, it's like.
And a fourth-round pick's no joke. I mean, that's a starter.
Yeah.
For Jonathan Mingo. Okay. I don't know what to say.
Or why not just wait and draft your own who's actually better than them next year? But yeah, like you're pushing your chips into the middle of the table, and it's like, Jerry, the game's over.
Right.
Okay, we all went home. There's nobody there.
So I wanted to bring this up because Detroit, yes, you're not the only one that may have problems with young players. The Cincinnati Bengals are dealing with a young rookie wide receiver, Jermaine Burton, who missed the walkthrough on Saturday, so he missed the game because they suspended him, basically saying you're not going to play. And then there's a picture out here where he was at the casino during the game. Instead of being at home, taking the punishment, he's out at the casino. What is wrong with these young guys sometimes?
Gee. Rico, do you want to go first?
You know what I think it is, David? And you know what? I don't think they love the game. I think that this is just a job to them, and they're treating it like that. They're not treating it as something that can basically shore up their future if they take it seriously, that they're the 1% who actually made it to the league. It's just a joke for them. They might as well be working at some box store or wherever, or some supermarket. In their mind, period, you're not going to tell me what to do. I'm this person. Actually, we are, because we're going to hold back your game checks.
The other problem. You know, he's been frustrated with his role. Dude, who do you think you're playing over? You think you're playing over Jamar Chase? You think you're playing over T. Higgins? Like, who do you think you should be playing over? Iosivash, the kid they got from Princeton, all that kid has done is show up to work, learn the entire playbook in 10 minutes, and he produces. Who are you supposed to be playing over, son? I just, honestly, I have a different take than Rico. It doesn't make it right. We just have a different opinion. I actually just think the world's filled with really stupid people that are also petulant children. Welcome to Gen Z. Here we are. Oh, my God. I need a coping mechanism. I just watched a violent movie.
I don't want to paint ridiculous. An entire generation that way, but I think that a lot of these players, their goal was to make the league, not to play in the league, not to become a Hall of Famer in the league.
I just read in one of the New York papers, Georgetown, Hoyas, Georgetown, has set up trigger suites for their students today in case they hear political beliefs that they can't handle, complete with milk, cookies, and nap time. At a school you're spending $68,000 a year to go to, you can't handle someone.
These are supposedly the future leader. Like, you graduate from Georgetown, that means something.
Jermaine Burton, that's his generation, right? There you go. I don't know. I got nothing, man. You're at the casino as an NFL football player during a game after you missed the walkthrough, you got benched?
Mike, maybe you may be on something. Maybe this is the byproduct of the participation trophy and everybody wins something because you're not hungry. because, well, you know, I want this. Well, you can't have it. Well, I'm going to pout.
There you go. In recognition of these stressful times, all McCourt community members are welcome to gather in the third floor of the Commons to take a much-needed break, joining us for mindfulness activities and snacks throughout the day. The school's director of student engagement in an email to students obtained by the Free Press. You're really going to hate the real world.
You're right, Rico. They're supposed to be the new political leaders, the new CEOs.
But David, this is the byproduct of the participation. Everybody wins. You can have whatever you want, little Johnny.
And Mike Hilton said it best. He's their all-world slot corner.
He did.
And Mike Hilton's a dog. Man, this is the pros. No one's here to baby you anymore. He's on record saying that.
Ah.
I think you got a lot of these young kids. They're not coached anymore. You know who will agree? I'll bet you bottom dollar. As many lunches, I bet you TJ agrees with me Friday. These college kids aren't coached anymore. They're coddled. Not coached, coddled. Why? You hurt my feelings, MF. I'm transferring.
Why do you think the NBA is so watered down right now? Because the AAU mindset has just kept going through college, and now it's in the pros.
So Burton thinks he's the chosen one. Burton thinks I went to Alabama. I'm special. I'm the prettiest pony on the ranch. No, you're not. You're a bum. Get the hell out of here.
He is a bum.
And he chose to go pull slots. Yeah. What do you want me to do with this guy?
They're in a punishment. That is in football today.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.